Chof Dal Mikvos, Mishnais Mikvos, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Dal Iyar, Hitov Shemim Hei, April 25th, 1985, on Thursday, continued.
There's an integration between the water in the fragment and the water in the mikveh. So the needles become toyer. The needles are matres, so they become toyer. Let's say, if the needles were tome, with a tumas avatum, as a result of the immersion of the Israel in the mikveh, so the avatum is poka. But there's another problem. If the Israel itself was tome now, and the immersion of and the Israel is heres, so immersion in the mikveh did not matia the tumas from the Israel. What kind of tumas can it prefer? A clean mattress can have a tumor of an alatum. But a kliheres, let's say, a clean mattress can even have a tumor of an aviavetza tumor, because wherever it holds a machat, comes in contact with the mess. The mess is an aviavetza, so then the machat also becomes an aviavetza. And suppose someone touched the mess, so the mess is an avia base, the one who touched the mess is an avatum. Suppose the person who touched the mess, who is an avatum, touches a needle, so the needle also becomes an avatum. The needle also becomes an avatum. So the avatum, the tume of the needle, is poka. But the kisere, as a result of merging in the mikveh, so, what kind of tumid could a kuchares have? Only a tumid. A kuchares could not have another tumid, but only a lishmi tumid. Now, and that lishmi tumid of the history was not poka as a result of immersion in it. So, mele, when you put 10 needles, the history was a lishmi tumid, so the mele, then he picks up the gister and with the needles in it. So the original tumid needles was poka. Let's say the needles are not in the idea base because we touch the mess, so it's poka. Or they had tumid of an avatum because we touch a person who touched the mess. So that to me is poka. But then as you pick it up, unavoidably there will be drops of water in the kisere, because it's not going to pick up the kisere that way. So then all the needles will fall down, get lost. So you pick it up this way. So you'll necessarily pick it up with a little bit of water in the kisere. So that water, now the kisere itself, is the main stomach, the kisere. So the mashkin that are in the teich of the Gistere will become tome, because that's in this coming sefer. The teich and the mashkin that happen to be in the teich, in the inside of the klichares, because become tome. The klichares is in tame, teich and mashkin, in teichet, in the other klichares, by virtue of the fact that they are in the teich of the klichares. So, Tiyahu to Moson, about Mayim al Gaftiches, not that the needles will become Tome as a result of its contact with Gaftiches. That couldn't happen, because the Gaftiches itself is a Rishni Tome, and the needles, Matres, how could it be a couple Tome from a Rishni Tome? But together with the needles, there is a little bit of water, and the water that's mashkin. So the mashkin are in the teich of the kliharis, that is tome. So the mashkin become tome. And one of the chesdobo, the dikti b'shama, and dikti b'siril, or misake, that mashkin main, if the mashkin main can become tele. So what did he accomplish by being stable in the needles? He did accomplish, because the tumor of Kelim as a result of being in contact with Mashkin Meir, his own Rabbah. But this needle was Tomei Itumi Deraise, you see. Was Tomei Itumi Deraise. So the Mashkin Meir is a Rish, and then the Keli become Ishei. As a result of the Keli, of the needle's contact with the Mashkin Meir. But his accomplishment consisted in the fact, first of all, there is no Tumi Deraise, and then it's only, even on the Rabbana level, it's only a Shemri Tum. Mashenkin originally, before he was stated, the Gister in the 10 needles in the Mikveh, so what kind of Tumi the needles had? It might be a Mesa Tumi or another Tumi. It all depends with whom the needles came in contact. If they came in contact with the Mass himself, so Cheravayim Cholod became an Avi Aves. If he came in contact with the person who touched the Mass, Cheravayim Cholod so became an Avi Tumei. So that Tumei was Poka. This Tumei was Poka. Or Mayim Ayetzim Atano V'yorat V'tavol Tzeche Hu Toya Hu Toya. You have a Tano, and the Tano is set up on the Karka, the Tano. What kind of a Tano? A primitive Tano, a earthen ware, not the Tano that we have today. An earthenware Tano. So, and then the Tano is set up on the Karka, but there happens to be a spring in Mayon, in the Shulei Tano. There happens to be a mayor, Hayetzim Atano. You're at the table of Zechet. It's hard to visualize it today, you know, because today we don't have such tanurim, you know, that are installed in the karka where there is a mayor in that karka. So mayor Hayetzim Atano. You're at the table of Zechet. And then somebody, obviously, the Tano must not have been hot. So if he was able to go down to the bottom of the tunnel and the table in the water of the mile, Yoav Tovol Bisechel, and he went down and he was stable in the water of the mile, that emanated from the Karka, which was also the Shulayim of the tunnel, Hu Toya. So he started, look into it now, in the first slide, there is no Rav of Noah. The Avdi Atano Tomei, Odom and Nitmo Me'avak Lecheres, only Echon and Mashki are Tomei, become Tomei from Avdi Lecheres, not an Odom. An Odom can only be Mikabu Tomei. An Odom can only be Mikabu Tomei from an Avdi Tomei. Avak Lecheres, that's a Rishni Tomei. An Odom couldn't be Mikabu Tomei. Only Echon Mashkin could be Mikabu Tumi from the other Lechaz. Odom Nitma Lechaz. The Gamlu Nitma Mea Mashkin Atifchim Al Gabi Gufe Kishayu Mitulose She Nitmu Naver Atano Atame. The Odom in Mikabu Tumi from Mashkin. So maybe the Odom remains there. Even though he has a lot of water on his hands, on his feet, on his shoulders, on his whole body. But and the Mashkin do become Tomei, because the Tano is Tomei. The Tano is Tomei. And even though Mayim water keeps on spilling and pouring and sprinkling all the time, but the Klicheres is never Nita through its immersion in the Mayim, you see. So Mele Hu Toya, but the other plates, Mide Avalon. So if, let's say, one puts in his Yodayim in the other Klicheres Tomei, so the Yodayim become Ishenu Litumei. So here, the Yodayim become Ishenu Litumei. So, the other place, Vim Hoyu Al Gabor Rum Yodov Afro of Teres. If if the level of the water in the tunnel is very high, that it goes, it extends as far as the New York. Some melee in the Yodaima anatomy, because through the Yodaima become Tommy as a result of being in the avir of the tunnel. But the avir of the tunnel is completely filled up with water, so there is filling in that water. Avir of Tevis. Alright. Eyo mikvoyes ki shveres anei beyuv yorche cholo ki shne etzvoyes chayrchem keimon. If you use these two etzvoyes as diameter and then you draw a circle, so that kind of a circumference, the size of the circumference of that circle, that's the size of shveres anei. Sofik ki shveres anei Sofik Sheinu Kishveres Hanei is Psula. Suppose there is a Sofik, whether it has the size of Shveres Hanei or it doesn't have the size of Shveres Hanei. In other words, let's say you have two mikvois and then there is a wall interposed between the two mikvois, and in the wall there is a hole, and there is a Sofik whether the hole is as large as Shveres Hanei, or perhaps it's a little smaller than Shveres Hanei. So, Svegi de Reinsilichum. So, Psur. Mekneishinatir, v'chein kazayis mames, v'kazayis mamele u'chadosho min ha-shareps. Now, the halacha is that kazayis mames is mitame. Kazayis Nadil is mitame. And chariots, even as small as an Adosha lintel. So as a lintel, so he is mitame. But suppose there is something whether it has the size of Kazayis, whether it has the size of Kazayis in Nadil, or it has the size of an Adosha in chariots, the lintel in chariots. The size of a bean, that's much smaller. So then it's also a sofik in the raise. Some melee is lechumre. Some melee is lechumre. Now the next thing. Kol sheyame kishvera sanei. Anything mimato. In other words, anything that blocks, that fills up the hole of the Shveres Hanei, suppose you have a certain hole. Here is the hole. You have a hole. And then you some sand or soil or pebbles filled up part of the hole. So maybe it reduces the size of the Shveres Hanei. Let's say, suppose this hole is Shveres Hanei. The moment you put in one pebble, if it's exactly Shveres Hanei, if you put in one pebble, so you reduce it from the size of Shveres Hanei. So then, there is no commingling between the water on this side of the wall and the water on that side of the wall. So anything that fills up the neket reduces the Shveres Hanei. And negates the ego. So anything, it doesn't make any difference whether it's offer or tzeres or even insects that originate in the yam, in the water. So if that kind of an insect will fill up half of the Shveres Hanei neket, so that will negate the Yehovik voice. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rav Shimon Gamliel in there, Kol Shul Yibriya Samayim Historia. In other words, if Ophel fills up pebbles, But suppose an insect that originates in water, let's say a fish, a certain kind of a fish will fill up the neck. A small little tiny fish will fill up the neck. Or the skin of a fish will fill up the neck. Since the material, the substance that fills up the neck is itself derived from water, originates in water, so the melee, it's not tzeisim neged. So it doesn't negate the yom kippur. That's what the Rosh Hashanah says. But Hanekamah says that even something that is in Briya Samayi, even a fish, the skin of the fish, can also block the neged, or be tzeisim neged, negate the yom. Now, we pass like Hanekamah. This yom kippur is a kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam passes here like Hanekamah, that even something like a fish that is in Briya Samayi. So he says in Neked, so why did the Rambam passes that No, that's not only the Rambam, that's ignoring in Zvochim. That's ignoring in Zvochim. Daf Chofalet in Zvochim, second period of Zvochim. That Kol Shetchilas Yosei Namayim Magdolim. In other words, suppose you have a little less than mensol in the mikveh, little less than mensol, and there is half a sol missing, but you supplement it with skins of fishes, so you have 39 and a half sol of water in the mikveh, and half a sol is supplemented by the skins of fishes. So the aloch is you can entangle in it. That's what the Gemara says in Zvach. The second day. I think it's that for power of days in Zvach. Why? Because since is Briyosinamai, the fish, the skins of the fishes originate in water, it has a deal like water. And it can be mashed into the Memsok. So the melee, that the Gemara in Zvach seems to accord with Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the Rambam passed in Siyarat Tanikami, but that's no kasha. Because true that the Rambam passed in Siyarat Tanikami. Because here it's another aloha, it's another shayelah. You see, then the Morin Zvochim discusses the question as to whether something that is Yosef Namayim, like the skin of the fish, whether it can be mashed into Memsah. That's the aloha. That something that we are seeing a mayim has it not mayim. It can be mashed into memsol. Has it not mayim. But here we have another question. We have an eke. And then a skin of the fish fills up half of the naked flower. So true it has it not mayim. But bimtzias, it blocks the penetration of water. It blocks the penetration of water. Suppose you make a certain substance out of ice, like this ice itself melts. But suppose you have a piece of ice that never melts, and you fill up the naked shrekasanei with that piece of ice that never melts. That never melts. That too will negate it. But ice is water. So the answer is, so what significance is the fact that ice is water? But does it allow water to penetrate to the neck once it is blocked by hard ice? Hard unmelting ice. Sabdamele, that's the swara of the Tanakhama. And Kshingamele holds, even though it prevents the penetration of water from one side of the wall to the other side of the wall, but since it's to Yosinamai, so it doesn't negate the yield. And Kamele says, true is Yosinamai. It has a din of mind, fine, but the fact is that it blocks the penetration of water. It doesn't allow any water to go through the neck. So in melee, it negates the yoga. Okay, that will be enough. Now, for next year on Tuesday, so we have to go over the Perek Vav. Perek Vav with the Rav, of course, and the Rash and the Rosh and the Rambam. And you have to go over, I think I went over, I discussed it, maybe when we all went over inside, the sugya of Nitzek Vekatavkas, that designed it, with that long thesis. And if you can look over the Reb Chaim and Nitzek Vekatavkas, if you can. Anyway, I'll discuss it the next year.
Mishnayos Mikvos Shir Chafei Balosh Yeshiva Tes Yerhi Tavshim Mem Hei April 30th, 1985 on Tuesday.
Even though there is a considerable distance between the Mikveh Shuvah and the Mikveh Sheva Shuvah, the Yitzhak Ashkosel will also wait here. Now, from this Rav, you can see a very important Allah. There are two Shins Rav Meruha. Now, here, the Rav, the old Adam portion, applied this Mishneh to the case of a show, not in the case of Chosel. Because the case where you have Mikveh Chosel, so then we will require Shveras an eight connection, not Mashik, Afilu Kisara. So the reason as to why a connection Afilu Kisara is enough, what does Kisara mean? So many, the Rashbon Sharamayim says that Kisara means the day of Atfira. Well, that's another question. But it certainly does not mean Shveras an eight. That's true. So Mele, it couldn't apply to a Mikveh Haseo, to two Mikveh Haseos, or one Shleimu, one Haseo, and you want to be Machshir, the Mikveh Haseo, by connecting it. Kisaro will damage it. So a connection Kisaro will be not, then you will require Shifarasane. So it has a friends to show. Why show different? All right, it's not a question. The Rash and many Rishonim say because show is in Rabbon, so that's why it's different. And there are more paskins, I think it's in these ways, that Enoch and Ame, if it is Kule show, so then a connection Kisaro wouldn't be enough. So then we would require a connection Kishvarasane. But then there's another question. Whenever you will make Hashok to be Makia the Din Show, whatever the Shio connection is, whether Ishvarasane or Matfiyah, or sad, maybe sorrow is in the rest of the Vera, whatever required connection, whatever is the required connection, does it have to be on the connection all the time, or there has to be a connection for one moment, and then even if it is severed, so it is good enough. So these are the in Mikra Haseo, it's a very good loud saying. I mean that an instantaneous connection which is severed is nothing. So in other words, Bishas Tfile, the connection has to be out. But suppose you have two Mikveis Haseo, or one Mikra Shleim or one Mikra Haseo. Mikra number one is a Haseo, and you connected it to Mikra number two, which is Shleimo, and it's also Haseo, and together it's Shleimo. One is first 20 so, and one is 20 so. You connected it with the Shiveres and the connection for 1 hour. Then you sever the connection, and then somebody will be caving in one of the Mikvois after a severance of the connection. So of course it's no fear. Then it goes without saying, how about Shol? You have the Mikve Shol, Shubo, so, and you connected it to a Mikvo Kshero in the Shubo for 1 moment, then you sever the connection. Can you be taken in the heretofore Mikve Shubo or not? So there are two Rishenes in Rabbi Yehuda. Two Rishenes right now. The Mechaber Paskins, Mechaber Paskins, the Theos, they also sit in all of us, sit in ways, that if you have an instantaneous connection, even though it is immediately severed, so it becomes kosher. So it becomes kosher. Now, the Beis HaChaim says it, and the Beis HaChaim says it, before HaChaim, the Beis HaChaim says it, it's a double portion. What's the longest of the two Shemes in Rabbi Yehuchem? One washing in Rabbi Yehuchem is that even if it is severed, so it's still kosher, and the other washing is that it has to be on at the time of the tefillah, but if the connection is severed at the time of the tefillah, so then it's no good, like Mikra Haseo. So the pshati, the question is this. The question is, you see, we have a shoke regarding mind plane. So there it goes without saying, there is no machlech, regarding the hashoke of mind plane. So once you, let's say you had mind playing and you brought them in contact with the mikveh for 1 moment, then the tumi is poka, and even though you take away the water, you sever the connection. So it remains there. Then it remains there, because the shoke of mind playing is the aloha of zriya. In other words, just as you can be mafkia, and let's say the tumi, of pale solutions, let's say you have potatoes or carrots that are pulled from the cow and they came in contact with the shells. So if you plant them in the car, so it will be marked to me. So that's the hashoke. That's what Hashim Sohan says. That's the hashoke of mind name. It's his real. In other words, by dumping heretofore mind made, or by bringing in contact mind made with minikve, so that's considered like planting the mind made in the mikveh, just as you can plant, you know, carrots in the karka, so you can plant mind made in the mikveh. So it's Israel. Now, if it's Israel, so in other words, so once you, there is an instantaneous connection, so the tumi is poka, even though the connection is severed, you take away the year to form mind made. It's already there. that's in regards to the Ashoka movement. How about the Ashoka actually? Is it the same thing as the Ashoka? As the Ashoka as the Ashoka of mind made? So it is there. Or the Ashoka of mind should be is distinguished from the Ashoka. From the Ashoka of mind made. The Ashoka of mind made is based upon the human sphere. But the Ashoka of mind Shuri is not based upon the of today, but upon the of Chibu. In other words, if you take a Mitre Shuma and you connect it, you are Mechaber, you attach it to a Mitre, so Kalam Chuba or Mitre to Mitre. So that itself requires a Shem Mitre. Why does it have a Shem Mitre? Because it's connected to a mitzvah. So that's the second Russian Al-Much. That the Ashoke of Shuri is based upon the din of Chibur. Because Kolam Chuba is mitzvah to mitzvah. So Mele, suppose you connected for 10 hours a year to four mitzvah Shuma to a mitzvah Shemi Shuma. So as long as it was connected, so it is a mitzvah, so it was kosher. The moment you sever the connection, it's not mechubet in the mitzvah anymore. So it's not kosher. There's the two issues. Now, the Mechaber and Ramon, the pastor and the first Roshan, that if there was an instantaneous connection, so it remains kosher for good. Little boy, even if you sever, all you have to do is to make a connection for 1 second, and that's all. And then you can say, the Shah is Cheshish for the second wash of Abu Ruhamot. Now, how do we see from this Rab? But you see, the Poskim, many Achayim will say that all the Rishayim agree with the first wash of Abu Ruhamot, but it's not. So, you'll see from the Rash, that he agrees with the second Moshe from Yeruchem and from this Rabbah also. We are Rochek Nakoy, that's taken from the Rash. We will Hashim on Shemo Bo Odom Vihil Sikash of Kosei, but we also will feel it. So the Moshe is, we are not Cheshish. In other words, we can assume that it wasn't severed. The implication being, but if we know that it was severed, then it's no good. That's not the second Russian Rav Meruchem. Because if the Rav Shita had been like the first Russian Rav Meruchem, that it's a din of Zriye, and so why, how shall I say you're not Cheshish? We can know that it was severed, it's still good. So we see from the Rav, and there's a washing of the Rash, from the Rash and the Rav, that if we know that it was severed, so then it's possible. Because the Ashoke of Manishuri is a din of Chibo. So as long as it's the Chobot and the Mikve, so far I'm Chobot and the Mikve. For the moment it's severed, it's not the Chobot and the Mikve. So it's possible again. But we don't know whether it's ever that, we don't have to conjure up Shoshis. We don't have to conjure up Shoshis. In other words, whether there is Ashoke or there is not. Kitzat, how was the mini connection? How is Mashiach in Mitre Shuvo? Maybe seeing Shalcheres and Shalenga, a pipe, a tube, a burdenware, or a thread that's matches, umaniach yodei tachto, achu mismalei עצום סמלי מים ומשחי ונדוורד why did he have to put his hand? That's princess, that's a practical advice. Not that he obediently has to put his hand. In other words, if it's not the same level. So in order to manipulate the water should run, you know, from one mitzvah to the other, to the pipe, so he has to press it out. ומשרי ומסיקי אפילו כיסאו דלי נא what does it mean? כיסאו it goes without saying the tzara does not mean she doesn't need she doesn't need much more כיסאו but maybe it means to be out here. So the Rashi in Sharamayim says that it means to be a Mafiach. But the Rash and the Rav, you know the Rav many times follows the Shiti of the Rash. So they say that Kisaro is in less than the Tehra Mafiach. Now, what she needs, which is the Kashi, the Likin, the Zion, and sometimes we see that Shkarasaneid is Mechabah. And sometimes you see the Tehrat Fiyach, all right, so from the Tam, the Ri, all kinds of truths. But at least the Tehrat Fiyach is required to be Mechabeh, and Tzaro is according to the Rash, and the Rambam is in less than the Tehrat Fiyach. In other words, Tzaro is Tehrat. The Nori didn't distinguish it between Tehrat and the Tehrat Fiyach. Tehrat means noise. Sometimes your hand is moist, but you couldn't scoop drops to moisten the iron. And sometimes if your hand is so moist, you could, you know, scoop moisture and moisten something else, moisten the iron. That's the way of it. So, according to the Sharamayim, the Rashbo, so Kisaro means Tefeyachat Fiyach. According to the Rash and the Rav, it's Tefeyach, not Tefeyachat Fiyach. Not Tefeyachat Fiyach. Dai. Hoyo ve'elin abon so u'bitachte min ku mimawal bitate v'neisin le'elin achiyirdu u'bitachte in abon so. Suppose in mitveh yeno there is a void so and mitra tachteino is empty. So what does it do? Mimal mikate. But if mal mikate pichol, once you dump it into mitra yino that is mem so, so you can dump even 1,000 so. I mean, I mentioned it, the sheet, the way it is, according to most Hashem. Of course, not the sheet's arrival. But more Moshe, we talk about is Mimali Bikate, Vinesin Lelgin, Achimirdu, Litachten, Abonso. Chita Abonso. That's a common Moshe. The Halibe, in Balanefe, she says, that Hoya Belgin Abonso, Litachten, in Kuhn, so Mimali Bikate, how much? 40 so? Not more than 40 so. Not more than 40 so. But let's say, if you dump 80 soul, it will not be good. Or more than 40 soul, it will not be good. Because of the more and more is that the base of Nostra soul, the Nostra soul. So the more says, Ad Rube. So most Rishonim apply the more of Ad Rube to repairs. But why is you mean? There is no aloha of Ad Rube. So, there is no aloha. Because the mind, once you have a mitzvah, so you can dump 1,000 so, 1,000,000 so, it would be physically possible to do it. There is no limit. There is no limit. But only regarding the payers, so there is a limit. Adrub. But the Raivet Chiti is that this halacha applies to my Shulim also. some lay later. So what does he do with that? What does he do with that? With that Mishneh? Who you are going to go to some? To be after the Kuhn, Mumau, the Kata, the Nisi, and the Yin, at the end of the Tachte in a bone saw. Only so I just my nephew. Only if you don't fall this off. So it's less than so. It's less than good. But if you don't water bone saw, so then in the end, in the finale, it will turn out that the major portion of the money is the year before Shulis. So then the Ashokim will not be effective. The Ashokim will not be effective. Now, the Rambam happens to agree with the Raiva in the regard to the more in the moment that prevails, not so the mortal soul. At Rubei, that it applies to my Mishulim also. But the Ramban, in the Basta, in the Kiddushi, so there he says that according to the Ramban, why do we say that if it's Rubei, so then the Hashoki is not effective? That's because of especially the Rabbanim, because of Marasai. So, in the case of Nosson Sov Novels, in other words, you had the Mikre, that's the last mission in the spirit, you know, of Nosson Sov Novels. So what do you mean? You had a Mikre of 40 Somayim Shemishim. Let's explain the mission. In the last Mishneh, in the next period, that's per Zion Mishneh Beit. Keita, the last part of the Mishneh, per Zion Mishneh Beit. Mikve sheyesh be'avon sof ha'sarachas. Not we say to some we have, loya lo. Who you be'avon sof, no sof sof, no sof sof, no sof. So according to most Rishim, Rashi, Keis, Samin, and the Rash, you know, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, most Rishim. So this, and then the Gemara says Ad Rubei, but if Rubei, so it's possible. So it has reference to my parents. Now, if you have a Mikre of Memsof, my Kelim Shukri, then you poured in one sob angels of wine, my parents. So that we can possibly. Two need Mai, he cannot be taken in the mixture of oranges, he needs the mixture of Mai, but once you have them so, it doesn't matter. You can pour in oranges also, unless you pour in so much oranges that the Mara changed. So then you can pour. But if the Mara didn't change, so you can pour in as much oranges or any material as you see. And the peer is going to pass on account of truth. So, if you call in the new living or more than the new living of the peer, it doesn't pass. But suppose you have Memso, my children, then you call in one saw of angels. So together you have 41 saw. And then you took out one saw. Now, what you take out, so there is bile. So once you pour in a saw of oranges into 40 saw of water, so let's say you stir it, so then it becomes evenly distributed. Then you take out, you draw out one saw of that harvest, So that one soul that go out, since it's even distributed, so you have 141 of the soul would be about a juice that is drawn out, and 40-41 would be of water. Would be of water. Some melee, it would mean that there is less than nymphs of water left. Because once you draw out one soul, which consists of a mixture of materials and mighty, so in that one soul, 40-41 will be of mine. So in the mixture will be left a little less than 40 soul. 40 soul minus 40-41 of the soul of mine. So how is it kosher? The answer is that since there was a mensomai, that 40-41 of the soul are here to form the pairs, but that also became bottled in the mind. So it's kosher. No soul, no soul is not. That means not only 58 ones, no soul, the not soul, and then again, and then innocent soul, and not soul also. So. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says that the basin one is only if you did it 20 times. Ad Rudin, but if you did it 21 times, so then in the end there will be left. So the Rov, there will be more than 20 saw of the year to fall. May praise some melee, there is no bit. No bit. Mashiach and Man Shuri, you can do it more than 20 times, you can do it 100 times and 1,000 times. But according to the Ravid and the Rambam, this din atrude applies to Manchu. That you can do it, not so many, not 20 times. But if you do it 21 times, then it becomes possible. Because if you do it 21 times, then it turns out that in the end, how much is left of the heretofore Einam Shuri? How much? A milton. And the whole is the heretofore Shuri. So melee becomes possible. The Rambam says that, and the Rai. But there is a difference between the Rambam and the Rai. The Rambam says in his tradition, Amur Basra, Ramir Chasabayis, according to the Rambam, so it's Rubei or more. If you go to 21 times, then it's possible because of Marasai. Because the observer will see that the person constantly dumps in to some anxiety. And then he draws out. So he'll think that, and if he does it 21 times, so he will not know that originally there was 40, so eventually, and then he dumped in my shooting, and he drew out, and he dumped in again, and he drew out, and he dumped in again, and he dumped in, and he drew out. So really he'll think that it was my shooting, So because of that, it's possible that I'm wrong. Masha'in came where it's Mimawa Bikater, then there is no Marasa. That's the Shidas Aram. Masha'in came in Shidas Aram, it is that in the Hanam, even the case of Mimawa Bikater. So, the Nisnil Elia in Surah Ayyad says only 40 Sori can be Mimawa Bikater, but not more than 40 Sori. Because according to the Ayyad, Nosan Sori, not also, Rubei is possible literally dinner, not only because of Marasa. But the Achrim say that assuming that the Raiva Chita is that Kuli show, Rubi show is possibly the Raiva say, but in this case, where it's not so so, not also, Rubei, more than Rubei, so then it's only Psalm Rama. Then it's only Psalm Rama. Alright. Put your belly up when you saw that name, put my look at me, say, I'll talk now when you saw. Alright. Now the rap. Well, you met up, you should have my shoe, you talk my shame off. Now call the Hashim Shimbody, you take a shot, say, we're also like you and you see, show Harris. Or soon shall I eat there, what he shall eat, you shall let me show school things. Eat there, you let, or you tell us. Now, the question is, but Tzilin Shalaita led, it's matres. It's matres. Matres, physical matres is in Kabutume. There is a lot of Abiyosi Alita. So we say, according to the Shita of the Rambam and Rai in the rain, that Abiyosi Alita is only prerequisite in Flyman, in Mayan, not in interest, and then there is no cash. But according to the sheet of the other machine, the Taboras of Itare is a requirement even in Mikveh, not only in Mayim. So how can you use a metal pipe as a transmitter, as a medium of transmission? So the Rosh says, and that's the Rosh Hite. The Rosh Hite is that when is the Aloche of Abiyosan al Vitahare, only when his Mamshich makes Shomim Bialme, but when his Mamshich from one mikveh into the other, then since it's Mechuga to the mikveh, so Mele, there is no Psul of Abiyosan al Vitahare. Now here is Mamshich from one mikveh, the mikveh Yenet, the mikveh Tachtene, the mikveh Rechiko to the mikveh Akremo. So Mele, there is no halacha of Abiyos and Lita. Even if that's me, I feel it after to us, he shall eat to my own hoods, he shall be small. I chose Yazi this trouble and Mibach, I feel the Kisao, he killed the Shiva Shigarabo. I will know any Hosam Rashir, Bolachir, the Shoki, the Shim Rashir, and die by Shoki Kisao. I feel the building in Nakut, Twain, which is basically different. So we see from this Rav that he is chilek in Shalamayim. Shalamayim says Saro is the same thing, the identical thing of Tveyach Matfiyach, and he says no, here because he's shooting his Rabbonot. So Mele Saro is no, and it's not even necessary to have Tveyach Matfiyach. And that's the Rashi. But on that point, there is a machlokes Rashi. what does Kisava mean? Hoyo Beri Nabonuzo, Tatun, Maui Kadin is there, Chetah Nabonuzo, Maui Kadma, Shinik, and so my shilling, I am shilling Shibayon business. In other words, not like the Shita of the Raiyat, the Shita Raiyat. That once you have been so, you can dump in thousands. You can dump in thousands of them. In other words, in the other posts, are not chesis for the Shita of the Raiyat. All the posts are not chesis for the Shita. All the posts. I mean, Chazni says that there is no basis to be chesis for the Shita of the Raiyat. The Raiyat is Yochid. And then you call the Raivet, it's only Tzumi Rabbonim, and not the Raise. But the Hungarian Rabbonim in America, they are Chesis for the Shita of the Raivet. That's why I mean, the Hungarian Rabbonim are a big machmir in the Raivet, because they want to conform to the Shita of the Raivet. But the Chazni says that no matter what you do, you will not be able to be a Shemesh Rabbah. No matter what you do, you can make, whether you have a bayer of Ashoke or a bayer of Sriye, so the Yen Rabbani don't like Mikveh that is based upon a bayer of Sriye, upon a bayer of Sriye, because according to the Bible, it might be good. So they insist that there should be a bay or a shoke or two bears, shoke, they can say it. But Hasnish makes a hajj that if you want to be Yitzhak, the Shita Sahaibet, so no matter what you do, you will still not be Yitzhak. It should be the course of time. So it will be to turn out that the major portion of the water is from the year to fall June in the course of time. Right then. Now, next mission. Kesel shebishtenik voice shenizdak rishasen itzdar ule'agabin itzdar at shehem mokinechot ifarazanim. The Buddha in the Chilvatron, that Rishase is Mitzray, and Le'arev is Mitzray. Now, what does Rishase mean and what does Le'arev? So, of course, one is vertical and one is horizontal. But the question is, which is which? So, there is a machlokes between the Rambam, in the Pirush HaMishneh, and the Rash. One says just the reverse of the other. According to the Rambam, Shase is vertical, and Arev is horizontal. And according to Rash, it's the reverse. Shase is horizontal, and Arev is vertical. All right. So, what does the Rab say? Rishase Mimayo Mata. Vertical. That's like the Rambam's Shah. Le'arev minismei horizontal, like the Rambam said. Chilvatron, mimayo mato emitzar, minismei mitzarei. The beauty in a Chilvatron. I mean, what's the difference between vertical and horizontal? What's the difference? So everyone has its mind. If the center, the crack is all the way vertically, so that means that it runs through the whole thing. No. And if it's horizontal, so it's at one spot, but it runs through the whole mikveh. The Mishnah is trying to explain why should one be better than the other. So he says, Rishase So the Mishnah Chaim says, according to Rambam's Pshat, that the Klishase means virgin. So we say, because if it's vertical, so it's mistari, because then we have a break in the whole mechitza. The whole mechitza. And but we are a mechitza, because there is no break in the whole mechitza. It just runs back, but it runs lengthwise. And then, let's say, according to the Rashpat, that Lishasim Starif means horizontal, because then it means, if it's horizontal, so at that point, there is a new, of all the might. Mashenkin, if it's vertical, so there is no new of all the might in this myth and that myth. So they are considerations. Anyway, this is what Rav Nechama says. And Rav Yehuda says, Chiluv HaDvar. Chiluv HaDvar. Nipritzu zeh b'ser zeh. Suppose there is no crack, vertically or horizontal, but there is a break in the kesa. Say this is the case. So suppose there is a break in the case on top, and then water goes over. So al hum ki klipas hashum val rechav ki shiferas hanem. What does it mean? It means rechav of the circle is the yam. Whenever the rechav in the circle is mentioned, it means the yam. It means, because in a circle you can't have any other rechav. Because in a circle, then here it's very narrow, you see. And then, so the rechav of the circle is the yam. So the diameter has to be like a shvaras aneit. And our going to keep the shvim. Tesis and Chagigi and our children say that it means Chotzi Epheser Chotzi Algun Tikkun Sashum Valvech Mishveras Anei means Epheser, a semicircle. Tesis and Chagigi say so that's in the case of Nifritzu Zebisar. How is it if it, instead of Nifritzu the water, it knows, Nifritzu means there is a break. Let's say it broke off a piece here. Some melee water is able to float over. If it didn't break off, let's say, if the level of the water in which they is up to here. So if it didn't break off, it didn't go. But by virtue of the fact that a piece broke off, there is a break, a dent. In the case of the tower case, so anyway, it goes over. Suppose there is no break, but the water from one side is so far with mine. So the Bes Yosef is the diet from the Lashon Rambam, that the same thing would be true even if it's not in France. But it will just be Sofol and Maila, over the case. The water goes over. So, So then we could say, when do you require a heavy circle algum tikkun tashum? Vau rechat kishkarasanei, heavy circle of ishkarasanei, heavy shkarasanei. So that's only in the case where there is a break. When the level of the water does not reach the top of the case, and it only flows over at a certain point because of the break. But otherwise, it will intervene. If there hadn't been a break, it will intervene. So then, tefiach la tefiach is not enough. Mashein kein, if the water goes over, without the break it goes over, so then even tefiach la tefiach goes over, is enough. So the Beis Yosef says there's a machlokes v'shem. Now it's not a machlokes. It's not the same. The Rivosh, if you have the Rivosh in Yeshiva, you look it up in Tshuva Reis Tzadik Beis. It's a very important Tshuva on this mission. He discusses other things. Reis Tzadik Beis. Now the Rosh, and the Beis Yosef. The chutzud on the beis. At the end of the big paragraph, without the piyotze, behold, sage tefeach latfiach vibotze shur. That's what the Rivosh says, the Rash says in Perikhes of Taras, not the Rash here. For the Rashi, the Chesed, the Mishnah of Mitzvot, Avodas Harama, Radas Harama, Vechem B'Sefer HaMitzvot, it means the smart. Leilom B'inom L'mayro Shklips Hashem, V'lo Yichilku Ben Al Yipir Tzalei Zizel Shom. V'chem HaRambam Yochem. So, the Beis Yosef mentions, in the name of the Rivosh, look it up in the Rivosh, say, to the three sideways, so he says there's a machlokes v'shem. According to the Ramah and the Smart and the Rambam, so Tzofo the Mayon HaKeisel without the Pirtze has the same status as the Pirtze. And according to the Rashi Tailes, when do we require a heavy circle? Al Hun Kikli Tashim Baal Recha Pishvara Sanei, that is by Pirtze. And without the Pirtze, so no water would go over the case. So the case is still in Mafsi. Mashem came without the pierce. There is a mash of water, the Teah Latfiah, going floating over. So then, that means there is no case intervening. No case intervening. So then the Teah Latfiah. It means there is no hefsek. If there is no Mafsi, no Chetzes. So then, all we need is just tefeach latfiach, the Rashi. The Chazanish, Amikvoyes, he is raising the question in the Tzaddik Tower against the Rigosh. If you look up the Mishnah Taurus, the first press Mishnah, the Mishnah of Yitzchak Tafel, so you will see that the Rash at the end of that Mishnah, he says that that in the case where there is no break, no Pirtse, but it just goes over without Pirtse, so then it's a machlokes between the good and the rabbon. He means in Pirkei Avot, Ligabe Mil Nechatos. So there, in other words, if you have two shikases, two trunks with mine, and then you have a K-cell in the middle, and so Rabbi Yehuda says, if any mushroom water goes over the wall from one trunk to the other, so then it's mitzarah. But the Rabbanon require a half a circle. So how does the Rivosh say that the Rash is chilek? According to the Rash, that's a machlokes between the good and the Rabbanon. But of course we pass on the Rabbanon, not like the good. So that's a parallel against the Rivosh in the Siyos. Because the Rabbah, the Rash, you look up in the Rash in Paris, you will see, alright, so that's difficult. So in other words, it's mashma that the Chol HaPoches, I'll leave the Rabbanon, so all we should say, that this shear of Al Rum Kifuti Pashum, Val Vecha Mishveras Anei, applies not only to the case of impurity in the top of the case, but even if there is no case of Atzar, if there is no impurity, it just goes over. So the Fiyah Bat Fiyah is not enough, but to require Al Rum Kifuti Pashum, Val Vecha Mishveras Anei. They say, all right, now. The Rav Shas and the Mal Mata Laram means male and Ramchel and Rom Mal Mata in Stan and his name is Stan. Then I was a good day. Nifu to Zed is a Z, Hanan Mal of the Shakesel, Dapted Chemis the Kakesel, Neke, who Mal of the Rishi Shoal, who the Mino Gishwara's name. So we need a whole Tiferes Anei. Avod Hashemif HaTakeisa V'Reishe V'amayim Nischaparim Shom Saga Birum Tikrib Sashum B'Reicha Tiferes Anei. Now then, the Besiyose that Kufi Dami Beis mentions another very important point. It's very important, not only important for this day, but that's a clue, you know, for other hours. Now, he says, Kesel Shemim Shtei Mikvois, Shemizbak, Yitzhakim Yitzhakim, Ula'arab Yitzhakim. So, Datuk Shot in Yitzhakim. What is in Yitzhakim? One Pshat in Yitzhakim, that's the Pshat of the Rambam. The most Shemim, the Bishyos mentions. Yitzhakim means that the two Mikvois on both sides of the Kesel are Mitzurah into one Mikv. Let's say, you have on one side, you have 20 Shemim. And on the other side, you have 20 something. In the middle, you have a case. And you have a sedek. So even the sedek is a lishasa, let's say, called the Rambam. Vertical, a crack. So then it's mitzah. It's mitzah. What do you mean mitzah? It's mitzah. So according to the Rambam, mitzah, the Yosef says, mitzah means the two mikvois are united in one mikveh, and one can retain the other side as long as he'll be able to immerse his whole goof in the water on either side. But mitzvah doesn't mean it's mitzvah to be shishveras anei. Let's say, it's hard for me, you know, to demonstrate. Let's say, there's the Sedek, the Shas, the Sedek or Shas. So Mitzvah doesn't mean that even though this is just a crack, so, but if in total the area is the same area as the area of the circle of Shvarasamayim, so then it's Mitzad. No, it means the Mitzarim means that it's Mitzarim, the two Mitzvois on both sides of the Seder. Even if the area of the total area of the Seder is less than the area of the Shvarasamayim. So it's Mitzvah. Then he says, because so first of all, on this mission. Oh, Shase Waira, the Kameo became someone mild and happy. The Ore Koreha, who Kameo Harizan, the Kameo became someone is male. The Kabona style, the Rambam spells it out. She needs style for Ashmenic voice. He doesn't say. There is sealed in the Sedek. In other words, even though it's not in the form of the circle, it's a straight crack, very narrow crack, but if the area of that crack is equal to the area of the circle of Shvaras Alei, so then it's considered as if there had been a circle in Shvaras Alei. He's gently rather. So, no, that's not a pshat. But the pshat is, he says, the Rambam says, so that means, it's mitzale to mikvois, even if in total, it is not equal to the area of the circle of Shazanet. In words, let's say, what's the formula for the area? Pi r squared. So now, here, the diameter is Reuven Shteyer's voice. So, what is r? R would be one etzba. Maybe there's a difference between the width of this finger and the width of that finger. A half of the English difference for a square. And the pi times that. So, some melee. So that means, according to the Rambam, if the Sedek, the crack, is vertical, so then the two mitzvos are united. Even though the area in total of the whole Sedek is less than the area of the Shvarasamayim. And then, Le'arev Imitzvah. So I told you, I'm with Shah. Even though Imitzvah says something. But that's not mentioned in this Yosef. That's already his own. So, according to that chapter, Ram. So Lishasa Mitzvah means that the two mitvois, chaseris, are united into one. And you can take even the area in total of the Sedek is less than the area of the Shvarasamayim. Le'arev Mitzvah, what is Le'arev Mitzvah? That it doesn't unite into two mikveh, into one mikveh. Rambam says, how we can start it, it means it's not entirely to me voice if the area in total is not equal to the area of the Shazanim. But suppose the area of the Ari, of the Sedek Le'Ari, is equal to the area of the Shazanim, then it's Mitzvah. Then it is Mitzvah. Then it is Mitzvah. Even though it's not enough now. Even though it's not enough now, it can be Mitzvah. So, you see, the Mordechai, the Bezer Shuiz, and the more pastimes like Mordechai, I think it's also, sitting base, sitting gimel. Now, how about separate Nikovim, small Nikovim? Let's say you had one Nikov in the wall that is half a Shiklas and eight, and then you have another Nikov in the wall that is half a Shiklas and eight. So, adding to left to the Mechaber to the place, so the Mordechai in the base of Shuez, so mentions the name of Avio, it depends. If it, you want to connect to the place Haseris, then there is no Tzil of two Mechaber, each of which is less than Shuez. But if you want to connect a Mikra Haseris to a Mikra Shlemo, so then there is... You want to check them all, I think, on one dimension. Now, that's very important. Not for itself, but because of the longness that it expresses. In other words, Reb Chaim says, in that Reb Chaim, you know, the big Reb Chaim, I mentioned it, that there are two concepts. There is a concept of Chibur and there is a concept of Yiru. So he says, in the Rambam, Tefillah wa Tefillah is in the Chaber, not in the Arab. Shifaris Amei, Yod Mikvah Yishazani is in Yara. The Chabah means that one is connected to Yara. And Ma'ariv means not only it's connected to the other, but they are both commingled. It's one Mikvah. Hashokeh requires Chibur. Doesn't require Yod. But in order to connect two Mikvahs, both of which, each one of which, is Chokhah, so that you'll be able to be table in Yiga Mitzvah. So then Chibur is not enough, because you have to be table in Mitzvah of Mumso, not to be table in Chokso that is connected to other Chokso. You have to be table in Mumso. But when one immerses himself in one corner of Mitzvah, so even though he doesn't immerse himself in Mumso, but our beginnings consider that he immersed himself in Mumso. Because it's coming on. So when one immerses himself here, and so he immerses himself, is considered he immerses himself over there too. So that requires Shazanim. So apparently, and that's the shot in Rabbi Tam, in Yidden. I mean, we didn't go, I'm not going over today. The thesis in Yidden, too complicated. But Rabbi Tam's Esikashi, here the Mishnah says, Nitzik with a tapas. Is in Chibur, and there the Gemara in Gige, Dr. Halev says that Shol is Gumlias, so Machlekin Kiramea Medude in regard to the table of Yeno, but table of Tachteino, so even Medude says that it's Kshea, even though it's Katapres, so Ramatan says it all depends. If you are going to be Chabri, a mikveh chaser to a mikveh shlemo with katapres, so then katapres is free. But if you want to be mechaber to mikveh chaser is in the katapres, then katapres is not free. Now what's the difference? What's the difference? So the pshat is in that plumbness of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says it in the Rambam, but that concept is true according to everyone. In other words, there are two concepts. There is a concept of people and there is a concept of you. So in other words, if you want to be to connect two mikvahs chaseris, two mikvahs each one of which has chofso, so then chibur is not enough. You have to resort to you. But if you have one mikvah that has no chofso, And another mikveh that has chotzer, and you want to be machshir, to qualify the here before chotzer mikveh, so that one should be able to be taken and magdil in the here before chotzer mikveh, so then you don't have to resort to Yehovah. You don't have to resort to Yehovah, because there is a confrontation. I mean, not that it's true to condemn it, because there is a aloha contramtam kolam chuba u'mikre k'mikre. There is a special aloha. Anything that they join the mikre, that is attached, that is connected to the mikre, is itself a mikre. So without community, without the aloha. So the shita from the tam is katafes, if it's in Islam, it's not on a given level ground, then it's mufti of yoga, but it's not mufti of yoga. In order to have yoga, yoga means that the mind here are connected to the mind here, so that when it's stable here, he is considered to be stable over here too, and vice versa. If he's stable here, so he's stable there, he's stable here too. So that's only shayach. The phenomenon of yod is only shayach on even level ground, but not in katafas. In a katafas they couldn't be there, but chivo they couldn't be there. So if you want to connect, that's why Ramatam says, if you want to be mechaber, in mikve chaseyot, in mikve shlemo, so chivo is enough, and katafas is not enough for chivo, because koam chudo in mikve, ki mikve. Of course, that's fantastic. It doesn't mean that the other shame is really connected. But shame, if you want to connect to the place of feelings, you can't apply the principle of people need to connect. So then you have to resolve to you. So katafres is moved up here. The sheet of the Mordechai, and this is exactly what's going on. The sheet of the Mordechai is that in the double question, we have two small mikvot. In total, they add up to shifaras ha'meit. Two have shifaras ha'meit mikvot. So, whether there is seruv or not, so the Mordechai says in the name of Rav Yom, there is something to know, that if you have two mikvot chaseris, there is no tzir. And of two small mikvot, into one big neket of shifaras ha'meit. And if you want to connect, in Mikra Haseot, in Mikra Shlomo, there is Tzeret. Why is that Tzeret? Why is that Tzeret? Because Rav Yoshiti is that in regard to the, in other words, Shifaras Haneit, you see, Rav Chaim says in the Rambam, that the Rambam Shiti is that the shield of Chibu is to be about Chiyach. The shield of Yibu is Shifaras Haneit. Rav Yoshiti is not like that. That Shifaras Haneid is required bein Yehud, bein Chibur. The same Shifa. But there's one difference. In order to affect Chibur, there can be Tzil of two small Mikon. In order to affect Yehud, so Yehud can be affected only from one big negative, not through a number of small Mikon, which in total add up to Shifaras Haneid. So that's the Rav Yo discusses another question. Two separate mikvot altogether in different places. But now there's another question. What, let's say, according to the Pshat of the Rambam, that Rishas and Mitztari means the two mikvot on two, even in the area of the Sedek Rishas, in total, is not equal to the area of the Shifaras Haneid. And the Arabian style, so then the question arises, what is the Arabian style? If the area is relatively small, is less than the area of Shifaras Haneid. But suppose the Sedek Arab, so the total area is equal to the area of Shifaras Haneid, so then there could be zero. Then there could be zero. It could be zero. In the same way as Rav Yo says, there is zero between two separate common order in two places. Here it's not two separate economies, one ekev. But it's not, it has the area, it has in total, it has the area, the same area as the area of the Shazman. As the area of the Shazman. So the Mishnah Chayne, that he says with the Asatzman, he says, that according to the Rambam, that Kishasim is Starek means, even if the area in total is less than the area of Shazam, so Ma'ari in its Starek, so means that even if it has the area of Shazam, it's still not the Shazam. Why is this? Apparently, the Mishnah Chayne assumed that in order to have a naked Yishveres Hameid, so it has to be Yishveres Hameid in the same market. But you cannot be Mitzari the total area of the area of Yishveres Hameid. That's a big finish. But the Bess Yosef, I don't see it in Bess Yosef. I think so. That's Kuf Yud Amud Beis, the first big line in the Bess Yosef. Oh, Upeirush Nistari Diktonim Masnisi Nirem Nivra Rambam the Heile Gehoi Shemizdak Nishase Nistar Fum Yachad Amikvoi Kiven Shekol Hakei Sel Nizdak Nishase Vapiru Kimitarefes Vikure Sedek Lo Yehebe Kishverasa. That's Rishas. What about Le'arev? Doesn't say. So the Mishnah Chayne says, according to Rambam, so Rishas means even if he doesn't get the area of Yishveres Hameid, and Le'arev means Tarev even if he hasn't over there. I mean, where did he get that? Why shouldn't he be able to say that if he has the area, then he has the area of Yishveres Hameid? Why Yishveres Hameid has to be that in the form of a circle? I don't know why the Mishnah Chayne is here. Avol Rikosak, I don't know where he saw it in the Ri. Avol Rikosak, Nizdek Rishas and Yisrael, Kol HaSedek, Ulishiferes HaNei, Mashma Nivo, the Yi, he is only died from the Roshan. Mashma Nivo, the Yi, Ki Nitzarfes, Likuli Sedek, Loei Ki Shferes HaNei, Akal Pishen Nizdek Rishas,